A federal enforcement agency has filed charges that say speculators have been driving up the price of crude oil, which in turn affects the price of fuel at the gasoline pump and the fuel barge. The charges involve the 2008 run-up of prices. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission accuses Parnon Energy Incorporated, Arcadia Petroleum Limited, and Arcadia Energy, a Swiss firm, and two men, James T. Dyer of Australia and Nicholas J. Wildgoose of California, of manipulating the crude oil market in the New York Mercantile Exchange in 2008. The CFTC charges that these people traded futures and other contracts in such a way as to artificially drive the price up and then back down, and took more than $50 million in unlawful profits through short selling. They say the bidding was carried out with no intent to actually get the oil, but rather was directed at artificially tightening the supply of crude oil at a hub in Cushing, Oklahoma. This is alleged to have happened between January and March of 2008, and then again the following month. This was a time when prices were running up anyway, in part because markets were looking at projections of rising demand in China, India, and other parts of the developing world. Crude oil went up to $147.27 a barrel on July 11, 2008. The CFTC action could just be the beginning. Pump prices hit the highest level since 2008 earlier this month. They started falling then as oil retreated from a high near $114 a barrel, but not that much. The president has ordered the Justice Department to form a task force to root out any abuses.